Sounds good. Hi, Maury.
Hi there.
Good evening. I hope everybody's well tonight.
Hi, Maury.
Okay, we're going to begin in a couple minutes.
The recording is underway.
Am I coming through?
Did I miss the dating game somewhere?
Yes, you're coming through, whoever asked that. Yeah, Marlene, we kind of skip. We don't even do the dating part. We just skip to the marriage part.
Yeah, there's no dating. And don't be surprised if there's no marriage on the calling for tonight.
Yeah, Bernie's a veteran with her baby. Let's see. He must be about 7 months along. I think it was January.
So eventually down the road, Out of Sight needs the dating game. And we need divorce court. That would pretty much complete the cycle.
Right. Karen, I'm going to kill you.
Yeah, when Bernie was on here, she was married to Bruce, and Bruce said, well, we really weren't going to tell, but Bernie's pregnant.
I think we should also have marriage counselors.
And the funny thing is, Bernie didn't know. And it was Bruce, not me, Bernie.
Maybe we need a Judge Judy show.
Of course, then we need soap operas.
I don't have this job because I'm pretty. I've got this job because I'm smart.
Of course, then we already have soap operas.
Tanya's here?
You're right. Sometimes on this website, there's way too much drama going on.
This gives new twists to mail order brides.
Now I get some kick out of that Judge Judy.
Oh, in time, we've had even more drama than now.
Like email order brides.
Is Tanya in here?
Yes, I'm in here.
Bob, do you still have those instructions on how to inflate that rubber doll that we have in the closet?
And I guess Susie's going to tell Giovanna all about this on Sunday, aren't you?
No, I lost those. Sorry, Maury.
I think everybody's out of the closet tonight, dear.
I think there's a patch kit that you can get for those, Maury. Kind of like the old inner tubes.
I'm not out of the closet yet. Where is Anders? Oops.
In the closet.
Back goes already.
All right, give me a minute because I'm going to lock down the key.
What'd you say?
Okay, hopefully I'm not too loud or the music isn't too loud. But good evening, everybody, and welcome to the not-so-new newlywed game. Should prove to be a very entertaining night. Sit back, relax, and enjoy. Let me introduce you to the couples of the evening. We have Miss Susie B. and Maury Turtle. Couple number two, Ted and Tanya. Couple number three, Russ and Maria. And last but not least, couple number four, Marlena and Romeo Victor. Again, sit back, relax, should be fun. And give me a minute to change my headset.
Good luck to all you newlyweds.
Yeah, remember that answer if you don't have an answer for a question. It's China.
Maria. Ooh, I'm a happy camper.
China should be easy in this case.
Marlena have the best outfit. She should get an award. All right.
Who knew that Marlena was going to get an ancient Chinese secret,
Hey, big boy. Keep your Chinese eyes over in this direction. I am yours.
I hope you like chop suey and chow mein and et cetera, et cetera.
You know I do, baby.
Oh, this is good already.
I think we all like et cetera.
I can't say anything because I laugh too much.
That's it, Marlena. Let's go and cook some turtle soup.
Maury, you taking notes from Marlena and Victor?
I don't have to. I read the book already.
Yeah, you co-authored it, didn't you, Maury?
You mean my book, 2,000 Ways to Walk a Turtle?
Good evening, all.
Oh, leave my turtle alone.
I hope you all know this is National Love Your Turtle Week.
Never mind.
Only in the Antarctic.
Was that love or cook?
What it is with blue cheese, right?
Oh, thanks, buddy. Appreciate it.
Oh, where could my baby be?
China. We can't hear you.
Yeah, she sounds like she's all the way in China somewhere.
Can you hear me now?
No, it's like you're not plugged in or something.
Now?
No, you sound really far away, like you're in a room really far away.
I'm right next to the mic.
Okay, we can hear you now.
Now it's loud and clear. Do you say it's time to hang the turtle upside down?
Well, no. See, it was Carmen. She's playing tricks, you know. She's playing with all my stuff here. She messed me up. Thanks, Victor.
I told you Carmen is the nice one.
Maria, are you there? Did you want to say something sweet?
I am here, yes. Is this my newlywed husband?
Yeah, some of you don't even know the voices of your mate. Okay, so Russ and Maria, introduce yourself. Say hello.
I'm Maria, and I've only been around for a few weeks, so sorry about that.
And I'm Russ, and I'm your mail order husband.
Okay, Ted and Tanya, your turn.
I'm Ted in Houston, Texas, and been doing these voice chat sites for, probably almost 10 years now.
Yeah, this is Tanya.
And Victor, Marlena, introduce yourself.
Yes, and this is Marlena, and that means that you can say that any old way you want to say it, and I will be very happy.
This is Victor, a.k.a. Hong Kong champ. Marlena, te amo mucho.
Oh, that's Romeo. And Susie and Maury.
Hey, Maury.
Good evening, Susie, and I'm Easy.
Okay, now we're going to get started. The way this starts, we have two rounds. The first round, the men will leave and go to another room while I ask your wives three questions. Then, Danny, I believe you're in here. Danny will go and let you know when we're done and tell you to come back in. And we'll see how you do in getting the answers to match your wives. So right now, say goodbye to your wife. And you'll be back.
Goodbye, dear. Where do we go from here, Miss Hostess?
Thank you, Ted. As usual, the men don't have a clue what they're supposed to do. They need the women to tell them. Yeah, room name, please.
Okay, sweetie, I'm going to think just like you.
Go to the donut shop. See you later.
Somebody open up the donut shop and just go in there.
Goodbye, honey.
Honey, doll, I miss you already.
Absolutely, honey.
It's loving the men just leave their wives on the first date. Interesting.
No, we're married.
Short relationship. Okay, go ahead. Class.
Okay, I messed up already. Am I supposed to go to the donut shop?
Yes, Maury. Go with the other guys to the donut shop. And Danny will come and get you. Danny, you're in here, right?
Yes, ma'am. Yeah, I'll do it, sure.
Thank you. All right, I know Ted and Russ are gone. What about Victor and Maury?
Maury just left.
Yeah, I think Victor already left.
Okay, I wasn't sure. Okay, I'm going to start with you, Tanya. Your first question. Same question for everybody. Don't worry, they're multiple choice. Is Ted a bust or butt man?
Bust.
I believe you said bust. Can you just speak up a little louder?
Bust. That better?
Yes, thank you. Maria, what about Russ? Bust or butt?
I would say bust.
Marlena, what about Victor?
Oh, I think he would just, he just can't keep his hands off my bust. B-U-S-T, bust man, yes. Absolutely no doubt about it.
Okay, and Susie, what about Maury?
Oh, he's a bust man.
Okay, we got all bust men. All right, the question is, which one of these cereals is most like your husband? Lucky Charm, Honey Nut, or Frosted Flakes? Susie?
Lucky Charm.
Marlena?
Oh, I really have to answer. It's Honey Nuts, of course.
Maria?
Lucky Charms, but I like Marlena's answer better. Lucky Charms.
And Tanya?
Frosted Flakes.
Okay, only one more. All right, this one's a little long. Under the Sheets, your husband is like what classic book title? Great Expectations, The Awakening, Much to Do About Nothing. There's one more. Oh, how could I forget? The Call of the Wild. All right, Marlena?
Gosh, they're all so good. Could you read them again?
Call of the Wild, The Great Awakening, Much to do about nothing.
I would say The Call of the Wild. Absolutely.
Great Expectation was the other one.
Yes, it was Great Expectation. Maria?
The Awakening.
Susie?
Call of the Wild.
And Tanya?
Much to do nothing.
All right, women, you survived the first round. Danny, can you go get them for me, please? Good job. You handled it. Now we'll see how well they...
What's the username of my hubby?
Ted.
I forgot. What's Russ's screen name? Because I can't find Russ.
Tio Tebow?
Okay, I got it. Thanks.
Like a remote control.
Wonderful questions, Karen.
Oh, that's just the first half.
Yeah, I like them all.
So the Tebow is from the football player here in Jacksonville Tim Tebow.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
What's taking them so long to come back? You women all scared them away?
Oh, I think they're busy playing with those dolls.
Oh, we made the mistake of sending them to the donut shop.
Hey, Mr. Murray.
Okay, folks, tell you what we do while we were in that little room there. The guys have decided we're going to swap wives for tonight.
Oh, you can't do that because they were just asking the name of the husband. Now they're going to get all confused.
You're going to swap me off already?
I was just kidding. I wouldn't swap you off for anything or anybody.
That's not what he was saying when the money was on the table.
And were you agreeing, Russ?
You know I was.
Victor, are you back? And Ted?
Ted's back.
Victor, are you back?
Uh-oh, I think your Romeo ran away.
Feeling a little jilted? Standing at the altar looking back at the door going, what the heck? Daddy, where's the shot?
Yeah, where's Victor? I guess he stopped by the liquor store maybe.
He's still eating donuts.
I don't know. Does he need liquor?
To celebrate, Russ. Don't get all cheeky now, Russell. Come on.
Uh-oh, what you guys do to Victor? You made him an offer, didn't you? You left poor Marlena there.
This is hangover four. He's tied up in the donut shop in the closet.
Marlena, you'll have to ask him if he got the short end of the stick.
Well, one of us can be Mormon, I suppose.
Don't say short to Victor.
He just texted me. He's having trouble coming back into the room, but he's trying hard. Marlena, he said to be patient.
So this must be half the fun of the game, just trying to get these moron men back in the room.
He stopped to buy me flowers, I know.
Is he stuck in the room? That happens sometimes.
Excuses.
No, nobody's in the donut room or the donut shop.
He said he's having trouble coming back in here. That's all he said. Trouble coming back in. But he should be here shortly.
Tell him to either refresh the page or close it all down and come back and bring it back up.
Did he make it? Yay! And Maria, did you miss me? Honey, did you miss me? You haven't told me that you miss me. It's kind of hurt my feelings.
Victor's chickened out. He got cold feet. Mm-hmm. Went bye-bye.
I did miss you until I heard you wanted to swap me for Marlena.
Susie, honey, you didn't give away any of our secrets, did you?
You are on the couch right now. Let's say that.
It wasn't just Marlena. It was all of them. I was getting a 3-for-1 deal, and you told me that, you know, you love sales.
Not many of them. We're still safe. Hi, Victor.
Hi there. Russell decided to turn himself into a Mormon, so he decided to have four wives.
Honey, you brought me flowers.
I thought he'd be in the doghouse already.
He brought you ragweed. Mm-hmm.
Victor, we're waiting. Did you bring her flowers, or were you just taking a long way?
Not just flower, a 5-carat. Is it carrot or onion? Diamond ring, I forgot.
Honey, anything you do is just perfect for me.
Take that, turtle.
Right. When I buy carrots of any kind, they have to come out of the ground because it's all I can afford.
Okay, let's get going. All right, men, I'm going to ask you the same questions I asked your wives, and we're going to see if you can match their answers. The first question, did your wife, this one's for you, Ted, you're first. Did Tanya say you are a bust or a butt man?
Repeat that again. I think I heard it right, but I just want to hear it again.
Did Tanya say you are a bust, Bravo, Uniform, Sierra, Tango, or butt, Derriere, man?
I don't know what she said, but I'll tell you, breast man.
Very good. You guys got 5 points. Okay, Russ, what did Maria say you are?
I think Maria said I like things north of the border. I would be a bust man. Right, Maria? Right? Please? Right? Come on, sweetie.
Everybody was talking.
You don't have to be nicer than that if you want me to forgive that sloppy. But good job.
That's correct. You got 5 points as well. All right, Marlena, what's Victor? Bust or butt?
Bust, I think. Final answer. And China, too.
Aw, Snookums, you got it right, honey.
Okay, Maury, make it 4-4-4. Bust or butt?
Being an Italian, it has to be a bust man.
Absolutely.
Okay, after the first question, we're all tied.
I knew you'd come through, Susie.
Okay, men, here's your second question. Asking your wives, which one of these cereals did she say is most like you? Honey Nut, Lucky Charms, or Frosted Flakes? Sorry, I'm going to start with Marlena. Victor, which one of those cereals?
Give me the choices again.
Sure. Lucky Charms, Honey Nut, or Frosted Flakes?
Oh, we're going to move to California. Got to be Nut. Honey Nuts. Final.
Honey, you know I love your Honey Nuts. You got it right.
Excuse me?
This one's yours, Ted. Honey Nuts, Frosted Flakes, Lucky Charm.
That'll be a little bit crazy to be around me, but I can be sweet about it too. So, Honey Nuts.
Oh no, Tanya, why don't you tell him what you said?
Frosted Flakes.
You fake, Daddy.
Okay. Pray tell why that is.
All right, Maury, what did Susie say for you? Frosted Flakes, Lucky Charm, Honey Nut.
Since I'm with Susie, it has to be a Lucky Charm.
That's right. You're magically delicious.
And that's good for 5 points. Okay, Russ, what did Maria say for you?
After my behavior, which I'm sure she predicted, she's thinking, Cheerio, mate. So she probably made me the Honey Nut. She loves that little bumblebee, especially the stinger.
No, I thought you were pretty lucky.
I won't be getting lucky tonight.
Yeah.
Keep your stinger to yourself, Russ.
This game is not yet rated for children.
All right, next question. Next question, and this is the final question in the round, this first round. Under the sheets, your wife said you are like the classic book title, and here are your choices. Great Expectations, The Awakening, The Call of the Wild, or Much to Do About Nothing. I'm going to go right to Susie and Maury. Maury, which one did Susie pick?
With that wonderful voice of hers, Call of the Wild.
You got it.
3-3. Way to go.
The Italian Stallion. Woohoo!
Ted, what did Tanya say? Let me know if you need me to repeat them.
Growing up in the country and getting back to the country any chance I get, whether it's a fishing trip or a hunting trip, I'd have to say, Call of the Wild.
Go ahead, Tanya.
Much to do nothing.
Much to do about nothing? Don't let the wheelchair fool you, honey.
Okay, Victor, what did Marlena say about you? Which book?
Oh, it's that simple. I don't even have to call her. She's wild at all times. Call of the Wild.
Oh, honey, you just know me too well. Exactly right, baby. Let's just skip the show and go home.
Very good. Okay, Russ, which title for you?
I think I'm going to the dogs. And that would be The Call of the Wild Man. At least, that's what I'm hoping. Come on, baby.
Oh, no.
I think Bob's right. Put the stinger away. That's not what she said. She said, The Awakening.
Who is this woman?
Okay, let me recap. First round over. You made it halfway through. Tanya and Ted, 5 points. Russ, and Maria, 5 points. And the two remaining couples, Victor and Marlena, Susie and Maury, tied, 15. They've got it all. All right, now, husband, say goodbye to your wives. It's your turn.
Don't be too wild, Marlena.
Think about me, Susie. The Italian stallion.
Okay, baby. You just be patient. I'll be back.
Ta-ta for now, Tanya.
Bring me beer. No, not a six-pack. A 24. Yeah, the real good stuff.
Okay, your Southern Belle will be back later.
Which room do we go to?
Go to the donut shop?
I am so screwed. Wait, no, not even close.
I'm not sure if that was a bad choice of words or just a bad choice of words there, Russ.
Not tonight, Russ.
Did Tanya leave? I think she's the only one I was waiting for.
And probably not for a few years.
Can anybody say Barca Lounger?
No, I think she's still in here. Is Tanya gone?
Yeah, can somebody let me know? And there's a second half.
Tanya, no cheating.
What is her screen name, guide dog? If it is, she's in here.
Tanya. There she went. Bye-bye, baby. Somebody else's baby.
Oh, Ted, she just didn't want to leave you.
I suppose that seems to be true.
Okay, man. Since football is right around the corner, I have a football-type question for you. As a player on the field of love, what penalty would your wife say you most be called for? Three answers. Motion in the backfield, rushing, or motion in the backfield, rushing, or illegal use of hands. Okay. Maury.
Motion in the backfield.
Victor.
Illegal use of hand. I specialize in braille in body language, you know.
Russ.
Illegal use of hands, number 69, 15 yards and loss of down.
Well, I guess I'm up next. And since I have an issue with hands, I got to modify this answer a little. Illegal use of the mouth.
Your answer, Ted?
The illegal use of the hands. I guess you didn't hear me. And I had a little issue with hands at times, so I attended that with mouth.
I just want to make sure I heard. Okay. Your wife's kisses are like a slobbering St. Bernard, a slithering snake, or a hungry lion. Snake, lion, St. Bernard. Starting with Vic.
I would say lion. It matches her hairstyle, too.
Ted?
Snake.
Russ?
My little kitty kisses like a little... Well, that'd be a lion. And if she says different, she's lying.
Maury?
She's got a tongue like a slithering snake.
Wow.
Maury.
How many brandies have you had, Maury?
Too much information.
Wow.
Okay. If people wore bumper stickers like cars, what would the bumper sticker on your wife's rear fender say? Caution, wide load. Honk if you like. If you can read this, you're too damn close. Russ.
I'm thinking she's gonna say honk if you like it.
Victor?
She'll say the same thing too, and she'd love to hear the honking sound.
Maury?
Oh, she's got it to show it off. Honk if you like it.
And Ted?
Honk if you're horny. I mean, if you like it.
All right, now, man, you get an extra question. This is a bonus question. So this one can, you know, if you're behind and you get this one, it can put you ahead. The only thing, when I ask you this question, you answer yes or no, and that's it. Nothing else. That's all you can say is yes or no. And then when your wives come in, I'm going to tell them the same thing. So there's no talking about this question. It's just a simple yes or no. The question is, has your wife ever experienced osmidrosis? O-S-M-I-D-R-O-U-S, osmidrosis. Russ?
I'm afraid so. Yes?
Ted?
I don't even know what that word is, so I guess to be on the safe side, I'll say no.
I'm sorry, what'd you say?
Am I allowed to ask what the definition of that word is?
No, you can only say yes or no.
Then I'll say no. I don't know.
Victor?
No, yes, you decided to do it after the wedding.
Maury?
Yes, many times.
Two yeses, two noes. Okay, Danny, can you go get the women, please?
Maury, I have to admit, I'm I saw who on your side of you. And Victor, yeah, you're living up to the Romeo.
Karen, should you really have sent Danny over there to get them? What if he doesn't come back with them? What if they all just run off with him?
Danny's been doing this for me for a few times. He hasn't done it yet, but you're right. He might do it this time.
Don't get jealous.
Yeah, you shouldn't send a fox to a chicken coop.
I'm not jealous. I'm being realistic. He's like a little Casanova.
I learned it from Carmen San Diego, or Santiago.
Will you tell us what that word means later?
Where in the world is Karen Santiago?
Yeah, you'll find out at the end of the game.
And get ready to run, Turtle. She did it many times.
Boy, I'm glad that somebody else doesn't know the definition.
None of us do, Teddy. That's the problem. That's the fun.
Did the girl... Do you think they would know the meaning of that word?
Watch out. The ladies are in the room.
Yep, we'll find out, won't we?
Yeah, okay.
How about a welcome back? We weren't talking about...
Oh, it's probably one of these strange words that she throws in. Hey, Maury, did you miss me?
Who, me?
Oh, you wouldn't believe. What, later.
Well, I'm glad to be back, believe it or not.
All your wives back?
I'm right here. Where's my sweetie?
Mine is, and she really wants me now.
I don't think Tanya is.
Yes, I am.
Missing my little Maria. Oh, wow. That's not a good sign. Wow. Oh, good. She's back. Thank God. I was so lonely.
Welcome back, honey.
I've been here all the time.
Hi, Marina, baby. Let's dance till the sun comes up again.
Oh, my baby honey.
Okay, women. That's the first question I asked your husband. On the field of love, what penalty would you call your husband most for? Would it be rushing, illegal use of hands, or motion in the backfield? Sorry, Susie.
Oh, you would give it to me. Well... can I have the choices again, please?
Rushing, motion in the backfield, illegal use of hands.
Well, I don't think you would purposely do it, but I don't like to be rushed, so I'd say rushing. Final.
Go ahead, Maury. Tell Susie what you said.
You always told me I had better motion in the backfield.
Well, you do. Sorry.
Okay, Tanya. Motion in the backfield, rushing, or illegal use of hands?
Illegal use of hands.
You guys are on the board, and these are worth 10 points.
Good job.
Russ? Oh, I'm sorry. Nope. Maria, what did Russ say?
Oh, he had to say illegal use of hands, you bad boy.
Well, honey, you did tell me to keep my hands to yourself.
Marlena, how about Victor?
You mean there isn't one for no penalties at all? I mean, I just don't think there is any penalties. Gosh. He's just so romantic, I can't imagine him rushing. And, gosh, I just can't. Okay, I have to choose something, sweetheart. So let's just go with the backfield one. You know that isn't anything personal, so please don't change anything about you know what.
Oh, I misunderstood her. I thought she said misusage of the tongue. The illegal use of the tongue, yeah.
I know, sweetie, but it wasn't in there.
Good recovery. Okay, men, women, I asked your husband, your kisses are most like which one of these? A slobbering St. Bernard, a slithering snake, or a hungry lion? Russ, Marlena, what did Russ?
Wait, I'm with Russ, I think, and I think he said that I was like a slithering snake. I'm afraid.
Oh, wow. Go ahead, Russ.
Oh, maybe later.
Okay, Marlena, what did Victor say?
Oh, okay. So he's trying to say what my kisses are like, so give me those answers again.
Slithering snake, slobbering St. Bernard, hungry lion.
Yeah, he does like that hungry lion thing. Okay, hungry lion it is.
Yes, baby, yes, baby, yeah!
I know, honey, I know.
And Tanya, which one did Ted say for you?
Hungry lion.
Oh, no, I said sneaky slithering snake.
Susie, your turn.
Well, when we kiss, it's, I think it said hungry lion.
No, I said your tongue is like a slithering snake.
Oh, okay. I didn't hear that part.
Okay, your next question. If people wore bumper stickers like cars, what would the bumper sticker on your rear end say? This is your husband talking. Would it say, caution, wide load, honk if you like, or if you can read this, you're too damn close? Marlene.
His would say, honk if you like. yeah.
Susie?
Is this bumper sticker supposed to be on me?
Yep, it's on your butt.
Honk if you like, maybe. I hope.
Yes, 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 yes. Oh, and the way you walk. Oh, leave it alone.
Maria?
I think you said honk if you like.
Well, she likes a little goose, so she likes a little honk. Baby.
Ted? Tanya, what did Ted say?
Honk if you like.
You got it.
Okay, I'm going to give you the totals for the two rounds.
You're doing wonderful, dear.
Thanks, honey. Oh, sorry, Maury.
Yeah, that's good.
Sorry I missed the others.
Okay, 25 for Ted and Tanya. 25 for Susie and Maury. 35 for Victor and Marlena, and 35 for Russ and Maria.
Oh, baby.
Ooh. It's better than I thought.
Ma Maria. There you go, girly.
Oh, those numbers mean nothing.
Okay, so the final question is going to be worth 15 points. And women, I'm going to ask you one simple question. All you're going to do is give me a yes or no answer. That's it, yes or no. We're going to start with Tanya. Did Ted say yes or no that you have experienced osmidrosis, osmidrosis?
Yes.
Ted, what did you say?
I said no.
That's right. You're with 25. Over to Susie.
Oh, that's an awfully big word for this South Southern. I'd say yes.
And I said many times.
So now you are in the lead. Maria, did Russ say yes or no?
I'm hoping he said yes.
With fear and trepidation and not having a clue what the word meant, I did say yes. Yay! Good job.
Yay!
No pressure, Marlena. If you get it right, you will tie with Russ and Maria. What did Victor say? Yes or no?
Well, we are going to do a mind meld like we do so often, honey. And we're going to say yes.
But your mama told you not to do it.
Russ and Maria pull it out with 50. Now I'm going to tell you what that word is. O-S-M-I-D-R-O-U-S. It means severe body odor. Thank you all. You guys were great. Really, really good. Thank you. And I hope everybody enjoyed it.
But Maria, it's okay, because the Osmadrav Lahanamana was well earned. We worked for it, honey.
Karen, great game. Couples, you guys were all fantastic. I loved it. I never laughed so much.
Great job.
Thank you, Susie. You did a wonderful job.
Yes, it was very entertaining. It was hilarious, for sure.
Fantastic job, Karen. Couples, you were just great. I just giggled the whole time.
Yeah, Karen, it was a great game. And couples, you were great.
Yeah, it was funny, all right. I just love the way Russ and Maria and Susie and and what was his name? I can't remember which one he was.
Thanks, Maury. It was great fun. We can do it again. Thanks, Karen. It was a fun game, and I'd love a copy of this.
It ended up a lot better than I expected, and I think, Russ, we both experienced that osmidrosis, whatever.
That's what I like about my girl. She's a scrapper, fighter, winner, and she likes to come out on top. I meant she's a winner.
Yeah, thank you, Karen. It was fun.
So you got that right.
Thank you very much for doing this, Karen. Glad I could fill in for him. I can't remember his name all the time. The guy from Sweden.
Good game, Karen. Good game, couple. And Marina, we will sleep in the bathtub from now on instead of on the waterbed.
Well, absolutely. That is one of our favorite places, you know. Together or apart, either way.
Thank you, Karen. And contestants, you were entertaining, that's for sure, yes.
Oh, I need a bucket for those two. Ooh, get a room, Victor, for God's sakes.
It was a great game, guys. I enjoyed it even more than when I did it.
It was fun. Thanks, Victor, for playing along. That was great.
Absolutely. Okay, until next time. Ta-ta.
Take care, all. Arrivederci.
Well, I have a date, so I have to go now.
Ba-da-da-da-bum-bum-bum-bum-ba-da-da-bum-bum. It's time for the recessional, which means we're headed for the limo, baby.
Good night.